creature's head, where it would normally have had eyes, was Kisun's face on the right and Tabar's on the left. "You're absolutely beautiful," I said, clapping my hands.
"You are an odd one, Miss Sauvage," said the beast from Tabar's mouth.
They picked me up in a claw and launched from the cliff, the skin of their wings snapping into place like an umbrella canopy. Below us, the tops of more stone outcroppings materialized against a gradual soft mist that made it impossible to see where the mists ended and the outcroppings began. I scanned for signs of Vyla. If I were her, I would wait to attack until we entered the mist. So I directed Tabar Kisun toward it as I slipped my snake-shaped metal knuckles over my left hand. In my right, I held my umbrella at ready. We entered the mist, and just as I predicted, Vyla's form emerged, arcing toward us until we collided.
"Where's the key?" Vyla said.
"Far away from here by now," I replied with a smile. Vyla growled, showing her teeth. What followed was a frenzy of punches and kicks while she tried to hold on to the Ornisar leg. That was to my advantage, though, as Tabar Kisun's claw grasped me just tightly enough that I could fight without falling into the abyss. I beat Vyla a few times with the end of my closed parasol, and then, when I had her distracted, I landed a punch with the metal knuckles. As the gold snake met Vyla's cheek, I burned chromium and leached her steel reserves.
"Give me the compass," I said, "or we'll leave you at the next outcropping."
Vyla peered over her shoulder at the approaching stone where the haunted man waited. She glanced at me, her eyes wide, no doubt realizing that without any steel, she couldn't coin shot away. She was trapped. In her surprise, she forgot to hold on to anything but the compass. I had not planned on that.
"No!"
I screamed, immediately dropping my parasol and reaching for Vyla. I serendipitously caught her by the lace of her frilly coat.
"You saved me?" she asked. "Don't you want me to fall?"
"Harmony, no," I said.
She clocked me in the face with the compass, which honestly was a bad move on her part. I instinctively let go of her. As Vyla fell, I keeled forward, trying to catch her again, but serendipity is a fickle thing, and my hand missed hers by a hair. Horrified, I watched the mists swallow her. The sudden shifting of my weight, however, threw me from the claw. Suddenly weightless, I feared this might be the end. Then I felt air pushed by large wings. A claw snatched me and dropped me on the outcropping next to the haunted man. I slid to a stop just shy of the edge, my custom Miel Jadon boots sending pebbles clacking over the side. Bless those shoes and their fashionable yet grippy soles. You can get a pair at Ardennes on 9th. Their custom, yes, but drop my name and the clerks there will be keen to help. Heart thumping, my breath coming in gasps, I searched the top of the outcropping.
The compass! We should scour the cliffs!
Tabar Kisun landed and opened their other claw. The compass rolled out and I snatched it up. Before I could thank them, the haunted man took my hand and stared at me with intense, desperate eyes. Given his usual scowl, this new expression was as foreign on him as cheap perfume would be on me.
"My dearest Nissel," he said, gifting me a rare smile.
"What is it?" I asked, inspecting myself for wounds. Though I'd lost a few buttons from my blouse, at least I hadn't lost the whole shirt, which always happened to Jack at this point in his stories. "I'm fine, I promise."
"You almost fell," he said, cupping my cheek in one of his large, rough hands. Heat boiled up from my heart, and I couldn't help but smile back. How far we had come from our first meeting.
"You silly man, you'll never get rid of me that easily," I said. "It's you and me exploring the Cosmere together forever, just like we promised."
I let him pull me close, his familiar scent of hellfire and cedar filling me. With the knuckle of his finger, he lifted my chin so that I looked into his stormy eyes. Was he going to kiss me? Did I want him to? By Harmony, yes. In that moment, I realized I'd wanted this for the last 6 years, every time he'd appeared and, inevitably, upended my life.
"Nissel," he said, his voice low and breathy.
"Yes?"
I rolled up onto my toes and leaned into him.
I am so very sorry.
He lifted the compass of spirits, inserted the aluminum key, and turned it. The little rings spun until they flowed with ethereal light, which inverted in on itself with a giant pop I felt in my soul more than heard with my ears. I fell forward onto my knees, the haunted man's presence no longer there to hold me up, though the afterimage of him activating the device hung in the air for a moment until it puffed away like smoke from a burnt match. He had done it. He'd finally entered the ghostly dimension. And he'd done it without me. He'd bloody betrayed me, rusting used me. I will spare you the ugly details of my following tantrum, though I did yell some of the delicious curses I'd learned in my time with him. At the end of my fit, my immaculate makeup was smeared, my hat and its raven feathers lay in tatters, and Tabar and Kisun were suddenly there in their human forms. "He's gone," I shouted, "along with the only way to finish the job, and now we're stuck 1,000 miles from home in the space between continents." I thought he'd cared for me. He knew a betrayal like this would hurt me, and he'd done it anyway. Rust and ruin. I hope he arrived too late to save the world. He and his bloody employer could burn for all I cared. "He's lucky I can't follow him." I clenched my fist around the metal knuckles until the edges bit into my palm. The two faceless immortals shared a glance before Kisun nodded as if deciding something. Then Tabar spoke.
"Actually," he said, "there is another way."
A note from Handerwim. It's been 2 weeks since Nacelle's last letter. You know how intermittent her correspondence can be. I can only assume she succeeded in entering the ghostly realm and, harmony willing, will soon know the end of her adventure. Continued next week? Nikki Savage is sponsored by Tober's Accurate Suni Pop. Trade in a historically erroneous Suni Pop and get a brand new Professor Tober's Accurate Suni Pop for a mere 5 spin.